Hello, everybody. I'm Long Island. This is Doug Seegers, and you're listening to Down Home Country with Mary Lamont on WUSB Stony Brook.
This is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. That first tune you heard, Doug Seegers. He's got a single that just came out last month called Rescue Somebody. Doug Seegers is a favorite here at Down Home Country. You can find out more about Doug at DougSeegersMusic.com. Well, I like to feature local artists here on Down Home Country. Michael Patrick is a very talented singer-songwriter based out of New Jersey, and he has a new single, just came out last month, which is a tribute to Justin Townes Earl, which is the title of the tune. You can find out more about Michael Patrick at michael-patrick.net. Let's listen to Michael. Then we'll follow that up with a track by Justin Townes Earl himself and his father, Steve Earl, here on Down Home Country. ¶¶
I got the news. We lost that treasured man. Voice of a desolate angel's blues. Guitar tamed by his hand. 38 years young, quite a story told. Well beyond his years. As I reminisce, memories unfold, and I just can't hide the tears. Looking back on all the songs, how music changed my world. The day the angels brought him home, Justin Towns Earl. With his namesake Towns and his daddy's crown, still made his own way. A voice that was all his own, he still had something to say. I was mesmerized by that finger style and the flick of his strum. When we sat on the floor in an Irish bar, how it's done. Looking back on all the songs, how the music changed my world. Day the angels brought him home, Justin Towns Earl. Singing the good life in Yuma, Memphis in the rain, Harlem River blues, South Georgia sugar bay. I can still remember the first time I heard Hard Living on that satellite radio. I caught my first show with Corey in New York down at Joe's Pub. Those American spirit cigarettes, songs of country blues and folk. I closed my eyes and tried not to cry. I can still smell the smoke. Looking back on all the songs, the music changed my world. The day the angels brought him home, Justin Towns Earl. The day the angels brought him home, Justin Towns Earl.
I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound. I'm on a roll, mama, I gotta go. Gotta get there while I still can. Troubled days are behind me now, and I know they're gonna let me in. When you see me walking up the empty yard and singing and clapping my hands, tell my mama I love her, tell my father I tried, give my money to my baby to spend. So Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound. Times come and they go, even a good man will break. He'll let his troubles bury him whole, even though he knows what's at stake. So I'm taking no chances, carrying over while I'm still good in his grace. In and I'm no fool, mama. I know the difference between tempted and choosing my fate. So, Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over. I'm not gonna make a sound.
Hey everybody, this is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country at WUSB Stony Brook. Last three songs you heard, we started out with Michael Patrick, a single that just came out last month, Justin Towns Earl. Then we heard the late, great Justin Townes Earle himself, who sadly passed away in August of 2020. This was off Justin's album Harlem River Blues that came out in 2010, and that was the title track. And the final song you heard, Steve Earle, Justin's father, who did a wonderful tribute album to Justin called JT in 2021, and that was Champagne Corolla. This next group that I'm featuring here today, Grand Folk Railroad. They are a local act. They're going to be appearing at the Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame today, Sunday, January 15th at 3 p.m. And this is off their album True North, and it's called Way Out Here. And you can find out more about Grand Folk Railroad at grandfolkrailroad.com. By the way, the Mary Lamont Band will be at the Long Island Music Hall of Fame next Sunday, January 22nd, also at 3 p.m. Let's hear Grand Folk Railroad. Then we'll follow that up with Marty Stewart and me, Mary Lamont, here on Down Home Country.
Way out here, we can mark our time. Way out here, days drift slowly.
Thank you.
Well, I took a little green pill in Morenci, Arizona, on my way out to sunny California. Been driving cross country for 3 long days. I was all whooped up in an indigo haze. Pill kicked in and I shut down. Then the world went spinning round and round and round and round and round. Should've got a room in Texas. Let me tell you about Diamond Bill Coulter and Hurricane Kate. They had them a circus tent out there in the Golden State. They hired me on as a high wire man. Well, I got a little scared, yeah, well, you understand. Took a pretty blue pill to settle my nerves. Thought it'd help me make them big old curves. Then the pill kicked in and I fell down. Then the world went a spinning round and round and round and round and round. Saw flying saucers, scorpions, crawling around in the hot, hot sun. Cowboys and Indians, little green men, had poisonous saints all over my skin. Big Chief said, come and be my guest. Step across the line, then you're way out west. Way out west. Here it comes, the story of Big Bill Chisholm. He saw Johnny Cash sing out there at Folsom Prison. He had 20 years left, but he couldn't wait. During the encore, Bill slipped out the front gate. I know more, but I won't tell. He dealt me a mean black pill. Pill kicked in, and I locked down. And the whirlwind is spinning round and round and round and round and round. So enjoy the clean air, the great western skies, shooting stars, cactus, pretty butterflies, roadrunners, palm trees, big buffalo. Just follow your heart to where your spirit tells you to go. But if you go out west, well, I'm telling you, it'll give you a big thrill. Don't matter how you get there, just don't take pills. They're bad, kill you, throw you down. Well,
Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. and even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Said, hey, what you doing? I'm just sitting here singing. You invited me over, said, let's have some fun doing nothing. And I said, where's the party? Where's the fire? And you said, not far from here. Driving kind of slow, but the more I drove and thought about you, the more I lost control. I heard the siren getting louder and louder. I pulled over and the cops said, where's the party? Where's the fire? And I said, not far from here. Not far from here. Just down the road, not too far from here. It's been too long, but it's so not far from here. It's not far from here. Not far from here. You're not far from here. Oh, oh, oh.
Hey everybody, this is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country at WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. Last three songs you heard, we started out with Grand Folk Railroad. off their album True North, and that was Way Out Here. Grand Folk Railroad, again, will be appearing at Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame this afternoon, Sunday, January 15th at 3 p.m. Then we heard Marty Stewart, the title track off his 2017 album Way Out West. And then you heard me, Mary Lamont, the title track off my latest release, Not Far From Here. The Mary Lamont Band will be performing next week, Sunday, January 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame. The website is limusichalloffame.org. We are so thrilled to be there. If you haven't been, it just opened recently. It's a fabulous facility in Stony Brook. It's at 97 Main Street. It is dedicated to the recognition, honor, and preservation of Long Island's music and entertainment heritage. Since 2004, the organization has inducted over 120 music artists and related professionals who will now be recognized in this permanent home. The space is 8,800 square feet. It features a large exhibition area, a theater, a performance area, and an official Hall of Fame museum. You can also find out more about us, the Mary Lamont Band, performing there at my website, marylamont.com. So hope to see you there next Sunday, January 22nd. This next act was a band I had never heard of. When I first started hosting Down Home Country, way back when, it's been more than 11 years now, I was looking through various tracks on compilation albums at the WUSB studio and found this track by a group out of Guthrie, Oklahoma, by the name of Genuine Hick. I really, really love this song. It's part of a newly released album compilation of Genuine Hick tracks. I'd like to play it again here. Let's play some Saturday Night songs. This is Early Saturday Night by Genuine Hick. You can find out more about them at genuinehick.com or on Bandcamp. Then we'll follow that up. A couple other Saturday Night songs from Willie Nelson and Mel Tillis and John Fogerty here on Down Home Country.
It's early Saturday night. sorrow, or even yearn for what isn't there. I stood above them, sadly watching two young lovers in the cold night air. I left early Thursday morning. Now it's early Saturday night. Yeah, I've been driving on this highway, and I feel so sad inside.
Tell them how sad you feel.
Texas on a Saturday night. Nothing can compare to it, no matter how you try. Nevada never closes, New York City's got bright lights, but it's nothing quite like Texas on a Saturday night. Everybody's going to San Antonio on a Saturday night. River walking, talking, western swinging, singing songs of love and yellow roses.
There's nothing quite like Texas on a Saturday night. It's honky-tonk in heaven underneath that Lone Star sky. You can lose your blues in Mexico with their women and their wine, but it's nothing quite like Texas on a Saturday night. Quite like Texas on a Saturday night. Nothing can compare to it, no matter how you try. Colorado's mighty friendly with your Rocky Mountain high, but it's nothing quite like Texas on a Saturday night.
When the sun goes down, it's time to paint the town. That's when you hear those fiddles play. From Dallas to Del Rio, up to Amarillo, they'll be dancing in the streets. Loud and rowdy, howdy, party, hearty, lordy, how I wish that I could be in Abilene.
There's nothing quite like Texas on a Saturday night.
Nothing can compare to it, no matter how you try.
Nevada never closes, New York City's got bright lights,
but it's nothing quite like Texas on a Saturday night. But it's nothing quite like Texas on a Saturday night.
Hey, everybody, this is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country at WUSB Stony Brook. Last three songs you heard, we started out with Genuine Hick, Early Saturday Night. Then we heard Texas on a Saturday Night. That's Willie Nelson and Mel Tillis off the 1982 album Half Nelson. And then we heard John Fogerty, Almost Saturday Night. And John was accompanied by Keith Urban on a redo of this track on a 2012 album, Wrote a Song for Everyone. Well, let's listen to some Merle, shall we? Wishing All These Old Things Were New. This is Merle's song off his 2000 album, If I Could Only Fly. Then we'll follow that up with more wishful songs from Wynn Stewart and Chuck Mead here on Down Home Country.
Watching while some old friends do a line, holding back the want to in my own addicted mind, wishing it was still a thing even I could do. Wishing all these old things were new. Watching while some young men go to jail, and they show it all on TV just to see somebody fail. And I guess there's not a single thing a man like me can do. Wishing all these old things were new. Wishing all these old things were new. Good times like the roaring 20s and the roaring 80s too. Thinking about the good old days before it all fell through. Wishing all these old things were new. Kids don't want my cigarettes around. They say it's time that Dad should lay tobacco down. But if I could start all over, guess I'd still do what I'd do. Wishing all these old things were new. Wishing all these old things were new. Good times like the roaring 20s and the roaring 80s too. Thinking about the good old days before it all fell through. Wishing all these old things. Wishing all these old things were new.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Wishing I could see you again.
the fire of love would burn once more. But I guess that's wishful thinking and too much to be wishing for. Just thinking how you once kissed me, wishing that hadn't meant goodbye. But I guess that's wishful thinking. Now I know why some people cry. I'll just live my life in dreams and long for your love. It's you I'm wishing for, and it's you I'm thinking of. My heart echoes the love words you've spoken. How I wish I could hear them from you. Won't you answer this heart that is broken and make my wishful thinking come true? My heart echoes the love words you've spoken. How I wish I could hear them from you. Won't you answer this heart that's broken and make my wishful thinking come.
Wish it was Friday.
Hey, everybody, this is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country, and this is WUSB Stony Brook at 90.1 FM and W297BM Stony Brook at 107.3 FM. Last three songs you heard, we started out with Merle Haggard off his album If I Could Only Fly, and that was Wishing All These Old Things Were New. Then we heard Wynn Stewart. This was a 1960 number 5 Billboard chart hit written and performed by Wynn Stewart, Wishful Thinking. And then we heard Chuck Mead. You may remember him from BR549. This was off Chuck's album from 2009, Journeyman's Wager, and that was I Wish It Was Friday. So I got time for one more tune here. I hope that you'll come see the Mary Lamont Band at the Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame next Sunday, January 22nd at 3 p.m. It's located at 97 Main Street in Stony Brook. You can find out more about it at marylamont.com. This last tune is the Mavericks version off their album Play the Hits of a Waylon Jennings song, Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way? Be sure to tune in next week when Gene Casey will host Down Home Country. My name is Mary Lamont. Have a great Sunday, folks, and we'll talk to you soon.
It's been the same way for years. We need a change. Somebody told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here, and we're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. I don't think Hank done it this way. Are you sure Hank done it this way? Did old Hank really do it this way? Oh, Lord, I've seen the world with a five-piece band looking at the backside of me, singing my song with one of his now and then. But I don't think Hank done 'em this way. I don't think Hank done 'em this way. I don't think Hank done 'em this way. Done.